They've just stuck it in the back pocket of the Labor Party because they've run out of dough. I mean, this is what it's all about. And what's so annoying about this is each time they go forward with this moralising argument, they make everybody feel guilty so they can charge a tax. That's what it's all about. They did it, they're doing it with the ETS and they did it with Alcopops. The same deal. Make people feel guilty and therefore you can never question their right to bring in a tax. Well, we should question it. We should say, well, are you going to put a tax on us? What do you intend to do with it? I think it was something pathetic, but I think they put $50 million across for a health campaign, so they weren't interested in stopping binge drinking, they were interested in raising money.
Mr Joyce says fixing teen drinking problems needs to start at home.
The state really is not a good parent. Parents are good parents, so you've got to start early, so you've got to have, if you're lucky enough, you know, a good mum and dad says, look, don't waste yourself on the weekends because it's not good for your brain and it's not good for your body and you look like a goose. Then on top of that, you could just have a reinforcement positive message to schools, which is what you've got to get. Key people in peer position have to do their little bit of showing what's a healthy way to live and what can be a dangerous way to live. There's a whole range of things that you can do. On top of that, you can run a campaign, but you have to run a campaign that sells to your audience. There's no point having some form of paternalistic campaign from people who aren't actually your parents, and our parents have every right to be paternalistic because that's exactly their job. But once people move on from the house, well, they're really masters of their own ship, and all you can do then is just rely on people's sense of common sense. If you've ever met someone extremely successful who's having a binge night every second night of the week, well, I'd be very surprised. If you can't take control of your own life, the world will run you over.
Executive Director of Drug Arm Australasia, Dennis Young, says public figures also have a role to play.
Sports stars and other community leaders, while they continue to behave badly and mismanage alcohol, that also has an impact on how others may perceive the substance and the fact that you can't celebrate without getting excessively drunk.
With a $50 million anti-drinking package attached to the tax, Mr Young is upbeat about social change.
It won't necessarily, as I've said before, solve the issue, but we've had a series now of successive federal governments that have been pouring a considerable amount of money into the alcohol and illicit drug situations here in Australia, and particularly in the illicit drug side, we've seen a reduction in a number of the population groups in relation to illicit drugs. This current government is turning its focus now on alcohol and binge drinking, and this is just the start, and I think you will see over the next few years some impact on the harms associated with all of those.